Time to begin our Bible class. I want to begin by saying how thankful we are that each of you are here and you've taken the time out of your schedule to be with us tonight. We have visitors tonight. We thank you for coming and we invite you to come back each and every time that you have opportunity. I know you do. So we appreciate you being here, especially our visitors. We thank you for coming and we always want you to feel welcome and to be comfortable among us, and we encourage you to take your Bible out and follow along with us and make sure that what is being stated is in harmony with the Word of God. If you have questions, you be sure to ask those. As we made mention on Sunday, we have a blessing tonight to be able to hear Johnny Edwards in the Bible class. Brother Edwards is going to be teaching the Bible class this evening. We are appreciative of that. For those who have not been able to be with us during the classes that started on Tuesday and then today, have one more day tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning as we'll meet together to study the Word of God. We've had a great week. A lot of information that's being covered, and we appreciate Johnny for being with us. Johnny's a good friend of ours. I've known him for a good number of years, and you're going to profit from listening. Take your Bible out, follow him with us. Let me also say this, that for the invitation, we have Randy Barnes with us, who will do the invitation from Horton, Alabama. And Randy, we appreciate you being willing to do that as well. So be attentive, give your full attention to Johnny A.
Thank you, Donnie. It's sure good to see you again. It's nice to be with you. Appreciate the invitation to talk to you tonight. I want to talk to you about why the Jerusalem church or the Jerusalem wall was built in 52 days. You know they built that wall in 52 days? Why did they do that? Why were they able to do that? The book of Nehemiah opens with the walls of Jerusalem broken down. The place is in a mess. The gates were burned with fire. It was so bad that the Bible says in the book of Nehemiah 1:4, I sat down and wept. I cried. I mourned certain days and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. What a situation. This Bible lesson tonight is designed to help us learn why the Jerusalem wall was built in 52 days. That's found in the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 15. How were they able to do that? Here are some reasons I want to think with you about tonight. The first reason they were able to build this wall in 52 days was that they knew what their job was. Some people don't seem to know what their work is. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, and verse 18, it says this, let us rise up and build. They knew what that job was. A tremendous job to rise up and build. They're going to rebuild that wall. We need to learn what our work is. The second reason that this wall was built in 52 days, they had a good attitude about it. You know, there are some people that might stand an attitude adjustment from time to time. You know anybody like that who might need an attitude adjustment? You know what they said about this wall? Even though they were laughed or scorned, they were despised. You know what they said? The God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will rise and build. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. You know, with an attitude like that, there's nothing that can stop the work of building. Nothing. Do you think that way? Or do you need to change your disposition? Also, the Jerusalem wall was built in 52 days in spite of criticism. You know, these people were mocked. They were called feeble. And somebody said to them they were building a wall for fox. goes up. He'll even break down your stone wall. Nehemiah 4, 1 to 3. Suppose you're out here building a wall, you land blocks, you land brick. And somebody walks up to you and they say, "Wait there, what are you doing?" "I'm building a wall." And they say, "Well, no, you know, a fox may run against that tonight and just knock her down." Wouldn't that be encouraging? Wouldn't that be discouraging? But I tell you what, even though they were criticized and they built the wall in 52 days, would it have stopped you? Would it? Think about it. Also, this wall was built in 52 days because they did not intend to compromise. Compromise is the order of the day with a lot of people. You know that? A couple of fellows by the name of Sanballat and Geshem, in the book of Nehemiah 6, 1 to 3, said, "Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono." You know what they said? "I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you?" Would you have said that? Or would you have said, "Okay, let's talk it over. Let's compromise a little bit"? Not these people. And consequently, they built that wall in 52 days. There's another example or two of men who would not compromise. You remember Moses? In the book of Exodus, chapter 10, verses 24 to 26, they had been in Egyptian bondage, going through all those plagues, remember the 10 plagues? And old Pharaoh said, "Now, you go ahead and go out and worship." That's what they wanted to do. But he said, "You have to leave your cattle and the flock back here." Listen to the uncompromising words of Moses in Exodus 24, 10 rather, beginning with verse 24. You know what he said? "Not a hoof will be left behind. When we go, all of us are going." Would you have said that? Do you have that kind of strength? Or do you have a compromising concept? I like Paul's thinking about that as well. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, there were those that came in to spy out their liberty, try to bind parts of that old law on them. You know what Paul said about it? "We're not going to listen to you, not for 60 minutes, not for an hour." You like that? I do. He did not intend to compromise. Neither should we. But a fifth reason that they were able to build that wall in 52 days, they prayed about it. They talked to God about it. You know, talking to God is important if you want to build. If you want to build up this church, you need to do a little praying, right? Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 4, verse 6, verse 11, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 4, verses 4 through and 5, and verse 9, said this: "I prayed before the God of heaven, let thine ear be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee day and night." When you go to build, do you pray about it? Try working without prayer. It won't work. The Bible places a lot of emphasis, doesn't it, on praying. Like 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And what it says? "Pray without ceasing." You know what that means? Keep on praying. Don't ever quit. continue in prayer. Paul wrote the Colossians in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Let your prayer be known unto God. Philippians 4, 6. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, the eyes and the ears of the Lord open to the prayers. Is he open to yours? Do you do some praying when you think about working in the church here to build it up? That's why they're so successful in such a short time. They talk to God about it. But I tell you something else. Why they were able to build that wall in 52 days, they were not afraid. You know, some people are afraid of everything. I don't think that I'm afraid. I don't think that'll work. I'm afraid. Fear is a hindrance to building. Do you know that? This is what Nehemiah said about it in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 14. Be not afraid of them. Why not? He said, remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren. Nehemiah 4:14. They were not afraid. Remember the one talent man in Matthew 25, verse 25? You know what his problem was? You know why he buried that talent? Didn't use it? You know what he said? I was afraid. You ever say that? When it comes to working in the Lord's kingdom, well, I'm afraid. Won't work. Remember what happened to him? In the book of Matthew 25, verses 28 to 30, the Lord said, cast him out, he's an unprofitable servant. Really? Just because he's afraid? Yeah. Remember Joshua? In the book of Joshua chapter 1, he takes the place of Moses. You remember that story? And the Lord laid down 7 rules of spiritual success. One of the things he said to Joshua, be not afraid. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You know, the fearful have their place. There's a place prepared for those who are afraid. You know what it is? You know where it is? You don't want to go there. It's recorded in the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 8. The lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, verse 8. So don't be afraid to do the Lord's building. This wall was so successful in its building, they built it in just a short time, 52 days, because they were not afraid. You remember that famous statement of FDR? Do you? The only thing to fear, you know the rest of that? Is fear itself. So don't be afraid to work in the Lord's kingdom, to build. Let's take that theme of the book. Let's rise up and build. Pretty important, isn't it? Are you afraid? Somebody asked you to, what about leading the singing in a couple of weeks? Oh, I'm afraid. We need a Bible class teacher for the teenagers or the smaller group. Oh, I'm afraid. What if everybody in this church had that attitude? I'm afraid. Think about that. Have you ever said that? But something else. This Jerusalem wall was built in 52 days because these people were strong. How do I know that? In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2 and verse 18, so they strengthened their hands for this good work. They were strong. It's been said that Christianity is not for weaklings, but for the strong. Back to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 7. In doing the Old Testament work, Joshua was told to be thou strong. And that's one reason he was so successful. Even though he was working with a stubborn people, they were hard-headed like a flint rock. You know what a flint rock is? Pretty hard, I guess. But he was able to be successful because he was not afraid. He prayed and was strong. That characterizes you. If this building of this group is with you, would it be built up? Would you do it? But I'll tell you something else as to why and how they got that wall built in 52 days. They worked at it. Worked at it. Someone said, you mean church work is work? Yeah, it is. Hard work. Studying the Bible is hard work. It's awareness of the flesh, isn't it? In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 21. Listen to these words. So we labored in the work. Tell us about that, Nehemiah. Half of them held the spears. They had enemies, you see. Listen to this. From the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Nehemiah 4:21. What does that mean? They worked at it. Worked at it. Early in the morning till late in the evening. You ever do that? Someone said, that's work. Tell me about it. You got that right. That's work. You know, it takes work in the Lord's church to get the job done. Right? A lot of you know that, don't you? Some of you have been a member of the church a long time. And you're very much aware of the fact that it takes a lot of work to build up that wall. John 9:4 says, we must work the works of him that sent me, for the night cometh when no man can work. Someone said, what does that mean? Does that mean you have to work in the daytime and can't be on the night shift? No, it doesn't mean that. That means you have to work while you're alive. You're not going to do too much work when you're not here. I like 1 Corinthians 15:58. It's my favorite passage in the whole Bible. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, sometimes abounding the work of the Lord. Is that what he said? Didn't say it that way. I better start over. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because your labor, he said, is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be good to memorize that. They get that wall built, aren't they? Because they worked at it. But again, number 9. They were able to get this wall built in 52 days because each person did his part. Now, what's the point? For the Lord's work and for this work of building the wall to be successful, every person had to step up to the plate of his responsibility. I read in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. Nehemiah 4:14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when the enemies heard that it was known to us that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us. Y'all don't underscore that word all. All of us. Who? All of us. To the work. To the wall. Everyone. to his work. Verse 16, it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them, both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the Baragonans, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that were bear burdens, and those that laid it, every one. Getting my point? Everybody did their job. One with his hands, wrought in the work. One with the other hand held a weapon. They got enemies trying to fight them off. But everybody did their job. For the builders, listen to the next two words. Everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Isn't that a great point? Did you get all those words? Everyone. Everybody. Now, what about this church? Can you say that every one of you are doing something to help build up this church? Everyone. Young people, middle-aged people, and those of you that are a little bit older. Are you doing your part to build up this church? Are you? You don't have to answer out loud. Just think about it. But there's another reason they built this wall in 52 days. They were united. They were not divided. I read in the book of Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1. Nehemiah 8:1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man. What does that mean? They were united. Into the street that was before the water gate. You know there was a time before the water gate? Remember the water gate a few years ago? There was a time before then. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. They were together. And by the way, here's a good little point about the fact that the law of Moses and the law of the Lord is the same law. You know, we're told by some people that the law of God and the law of Moses are two separate laws. Do you know that? We're told that the law of God are the Ten Commandments, and all those other things was the law of Moses. And so they make a distinction between those two laws. There is no distinction between those two laws. They are the same law. That's what that verse is saying. But they were together. They worked as one man. Now, what does that tell us? You ever read Matthew 12:25? That says, every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Think of that. If this church is going to stand, and we pray that it will, been here a long time, haven't you? You got to be united. There's no room in the Lord's kingdom for division. The Lord hates it. And the church must not tolerate it. Somebody comes in here and wants to be a member to try to divide you, nip it in the bud. That's how you deal with things like that. Mark that individual. How do you go about marking somebody? According to Romans 16. Put an X on his top of his car? Or his house? Well, you might try that, but that's not what they do. You have to identify the person. Mark them. If they're trying to create problems with you. Immediately. And sometimes these fellows come in unaware, kind of slip in, like a wolf would among the sheep. Right in the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul said that there be no division among you. Paul, you mean not any? No, not any. None. But you be of the same mind and the same judgment. You know what Psalm 133:1 says? It says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, you and me, to dwell together in unity. The Lord likes it. You see, division is an ugly picture. But unity is a pleasant one. Writing the Philippians, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, he said, be of one mind. Think of that, one mind. Every member of the Mill Street Church must be of one mind, not two. Am I talking to you? Can't have division. You can't get that wall built if you're going to be divided. You've got to stand as one man. That's pretty important, isn't it, to do that? Pretty important. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. How did they get this wall built so quickly? In the book of Nehemiah 4 and verse 6, the Bible said they had a mind to work. A mind to work. Listen to this. Nehemiah 4, 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together under the half thereof. How come, Nehemiah, how come they did that? Listen to these words. For the people had a mind to work. Is that your mindset? Or are you lazy? Too many people are lazy today. Don't want to work. You ever drive down the streets of London and see all the signs, help wanted? Nobody wants to work. You can't get the wall built if you don't want to work. I had an experience with a man several years ago. He kept wanting a job, and I found him one. And he went to talk about it, and he said, well, I don't think I better do that. It's hot in the summertime, and when I get hot, it takes me about a half a day to cool off. So he wouldn't take the job. Would you say that? If you'd been a part of Nehemiah's crew, would you have said that? I can't work. And I could give you 100 excuses, almost, or more or less, of why I just can't work, Lord. You ever think about the excuses people give for not doing the Lord's work? Have you? Or come to the service of the church? I talked to a lady not too long ago who was missing a lot, and I kept trying to find out what her problem was, trying to help her. And she said, my cat is sick. My cat's sick. You know what I told her? The cat has 9 lives. 9 lives. People use all kinds of excuses, you know. It's like the neighbor who wanted to borrow his neighbor's axe. He said, I can't loan you my axe. And the guy said, why not? He said, I'm making soup. He said, what does that have to do with loaning the axe? He said, nothing. But one excuse is just as good as another. Not the way we think sometimes. These people who built that wall in 52 days, they didn't think that way. They didn't say that. They rose up early in the morning and got on the job, didn't they? But something else. How they built this wall so fast? They realized that a few people can get the job done. You know, the Lord's people have always been in the minority, the smallest, not the greatest. Deuteronomy 7:7. Remember that passage? The Lord did not set His love upon you because you were the greatest of all people. In fact, He said you were the fewest. pews, of all people. Deuteronomy 7:7. You know how many people were saved in the ark? Eight. Eight people. That wasn't very many of all the people that lived in that time. Eight people. And I suppose Matthew 7:13-14 says it best. You have any idea what Matthew 7:13-14 says? Let me see if I can find that and read it for you. Matthew 7:13-14. Listen carefully. Enter ye in at the strait, S-T-R-A-I-T. I spell that for you because it's not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. Straight. You know what that word means? It means difficult. Like the Strait of Magellan, when a ship would have difficulty maneuvering. Back to the passage. Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The two ways are mentioned here. Straight. Are you in the straight way? And it leads to life. Now, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few. Few. F-E-W. Find it. Two ways. Broad, narrow. Why are so many people in that broad way? It's easy. Don't have to work from the rising of the sun to the setting of it. To the stars appear. You don't have to work all that time. Work. Only a few people worked. I'll tell you something else. Why'd they build that wall so fast? They continued. They kept on keeping on. You know, when it comes to doing the Lord's bidding, there's never a quitting time. Some people are always looking for 5 o'clock and payday, aren't they? When are we going to quit? It said of these people who built that wall in 52 days, I continued in the work of this wall, Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 10. You know, once we began the work, we must continue. Remember the apostle writing to Colossians in Colossians 1:23? You know what he said about that? Continue. And he's talking about in this particular case, continue in the faith. Colossians 1:23. Let me read it to you. If you continue in the faith, if you do, grounded and settled. Are you grounded and settled? Some people aren't. Some people are like that Ephesians 4:14 passage that said, thy children being tossed to and fro. Am I talking to you? Being tossed to and fro, never settled, don't have your feet on the ground. If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which were preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am a minister. They continue. Philippians 3:13-14 said, press. Press. You ever do any pressing? Huh? Brethren, I count not myself have apprehended. But this one thing I do, Paul said in Philippians 3:13. Forgetting those things which are behind. You know, some people live in the past. Can't turn that loose. Remember all things that happened 20 years ago. And consequently, they can't get anything done. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:14 said, I press. What? Toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. These people
did not give up. And you know what? If you quit, you lose. Up in Indianapolis, they have a racetrack called the 500. Known to Travis.
Yep.
You know, some of those drivers never finish. And they don't get the prize. These people continue. And the winner up there, every year, is a fella or a lady, sometimes a lady, that keeps on keeping on. Don't forget. If you quit, you lose. These are the reasons, a bunch of them, why these people built that wall in 52 days. Did you get a hold of all that? It's a lot to digest all at once, I know, but it gives you something to think about, don't it? Brother Barnes.